All right, at least hear myself over the microphone, over the speaker this time. So apparently we did not get our CIP discussion recorded. Important to note that no decisions were made. It was more of an informational session for the board to start to dig in. Every item that is in the capital improvement plan will be discussed as part of the budget or has its own mechanism for discussion later in the year. This activity is the first time that the board is going to start down the process of making decisions about the FY18 budget. And we have Animal Control and Sue McCaskey with us. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
All right, so Sue, I don't know whether to tell you that this is going to be the same as previous years or not, but we're going to start it like it's going to be the same.
You know, wouldn't that be amazing if it was?
We've got different voices now. We're going to start like it's going to be the same, so we're going to start on the revenues page. Take us through what you expect your revenues to look like and how you got there.
Okay. Well, the reason for the decrease in line item one, Friends of the Animals interest on investments, is mostly due to the fact that we took a generous amount of money out of there to help buy the shelter, so our income's not going to be as much in that line item.
Yeah, so instead of having, what, almost $500,000 or almost
$400,000,
you now have $250,000 roughly
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. Is that close, Lisa, on the... On revenue, on friends.
How much
do
you have for examples? You know, right?
254.
Yeah. Okay. I said 244.
And I'm going to increase the current year, obviously, because you've already in July or as of December. This is what these are as of December year to date. I'm going to increase that. I'm assuming you're going to bring in at least 900 this year.
Okay.
If not more.
Okay.
When the funds are
going to
come in.
Okay.
So, board, we're on page four. We're at the top line. We're re-estimating the FY17 budget to 900, up from 600.
Right.
If nobody has a problem with that, and we're talking about bringing in 500 next year, and that is based on there being fewer dollars in the Friends of Animal account to draw any interest. Anybody have any questions there? All right, animal control fees.
Okay. Well, I think like everybody else, the cities who we bill for, they use our service on an as-needed basis. So we don't contract with them for a set amount every month or a year. We just, when they need us, according to our contract, if it's within the realm of the contract, then we come and we're paid for those services like that. And I think since a couple years ago when the city's money got cut back, they're finding more creative ways to deal with animal control. And I know a lot of it is, you know, it all funnels back to us, unfortunately, because they're giving unfair, neutered cats to people that live on farms that overpopulate that we see anyway. So, you know, but we don't get revenue, obviously, per se, coming in like we did from the city. So I've lowered that amount to that. I'd like to see what it does this year.
It looks like our average over the last few years is 12.9.
Yeah.
I look at where you are so far this year. What does this reflect? Are we 50% of the way through the year? So 50% of the way through the year here. We're at 6,300 actuals halfway through the year, so that takes me to 12.6. I'm suggesting that maybe that line item ought to be 12.5. It looks like our history and where we are so far this year would lend me to 12.5. Have a big problem with that, or is that
okay? No, that's fine.
Anybody else? Lawrence and Marty, just count on you guys to weigh in. I think it's 12.5 on both the re-estimated and our budget for FY18.
So would it be fair to say that you get at least a call from each community throughout the year? I know it varies.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You mean each of our contract towns?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We have some that use us way more than others because there's some really, they're on top of the game. They don't want the stray animals in town. They want them out of there. You know, some communities are a little bit more willing to let the strays kind of just slide, but certain ones do use us, yeah.
Sue, when you get a call, say from a Colesburg,
uh-huh.
Okay, and somebody's reporting cats and and but you find out that they've been fed, that mm-hmm. that people are feeding them, do you still go out, or do you consider them as owned?
Well, it is that if you keep an animal or harbor an animal for 7 days, you are technically the owner if you feed it, give it water and everything. That being said, it's the decision of the city at that point, because, you know, like McCallsburg, if somebody calls us from the city of McCallsburg, we always tell them, call the city, because that's how our contract works. We need to hear from the city whether it's okay, since they're the ones that are going to be paying us. You know, and especially like on after hours calls. I mean, after hours is $100 just to go after hours. And so, you know, we never take that for granted. We always want, unless it be like a really dire emergency where you have a really something mean and that you need to contain it, you know, because it's a danger to people or animals. But other than that, we want the city to say, yes, please come and do this.
Would there be any benefit in down the road looking at it, instead of being a fee-for-service, more of a block grant kind of thing, so that you'd have more discretion to be able to go out?
I guess we could consider that. In the past, most cities have been more proactive than they are now. We've had a few that have kind of dropped off the radar.
Okay.
And I think it's just, you know, they lost some money and they're just, you know, they're going to eliminate where they can. I mean, I know a couple have laid off their part-time people. I mean, they're just going to have to cut corners where they can. And the ones that are proactive about animal control, you know, that's the ones we hear from and that we're at a lot. But then there's a few that just kind of handle it on their own, you know. My brother has a farm. I'll just take the cat out to him, you know.
As you said, that and creates problems down the road.
We ultimately end up with something anyway.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I was just...
Yep.
No. Because I door knocked this year.
Yeah, sure.
And ran into strange, lots of stray kittens. I brought up McCallsburg, the junkyard there.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with
colony of 9 million cats or something. I don't know, but
we were just up there not too long ago. I talked to his daughter, you know, and so we are. That's like a work in progress, because you will never get all the cats caught that are in that junkyard, you know. There's a lot of them, but I will say they do feed them, they do provide water, they provide shelter, and the city, as long as the city's not complaining, you know, if the city said to us, these need to go now, then we would work with the city. So.
Okay, thank you.
Good, thanks. Donations, so Sue, you are highly conservative, overly even cautious on these things. You've got donations, you've got your re-estimated budget at $14,000, and you've already brought in $12,500 this year.
This always happens at budget time. We had a very good Christmas season. So it jumped considerably.
But 18.7 the year before, 19.6 the year before that. Clearly, FY14 is an anomaly because of the huge donation. But it looks to me like this is more like a $17,000-$18,000 a year kind of line item. And I think what we've seen to this point this year bears that out. Now's your chance to refute that.
Well, I can't, you know, you're right. I have tried to be frugal on stuff. With this, I'm always afraid, and I'm looking at something that hasn't happened, but I'm always afraid the bottom's going to drop out, you know. And I don't want to tell you that we're going to bring in $17,000 or $18,000 a year. I don't want to disappoint, so I don't want to say we're going to bring in $18,000 and only bring in $15,000, you know.
Well, keep in mind that this fund is the... it stays there. It doesn't... It
right.
Goals. I mean, it never...
But those are like personal goals of mine, you know.
I would just say keep it at 18.
Keep it at 18. Well, we'll take that.
So I think this year...
If you don't have it, you know.
Yes, right. This year, we've already brought in 12.5. We originally budgeted 18. I think we can keep our re-estimate at 18. And this is why I want to go higher than that. Because 12.5 tells us it's going to be higher than that. But keep it at 18. And then I'd like to see that at 18 as we set this budget for next year.
Okay. What do you do for fundraising? Do you have a lot of events, or is
we have
it
events?
Email?
We, you know, like there's the thing at Iowa State University, the Pikes Puppies, and we do the Shelter Shindig at C&K Plumbing and Heating, and we have some of our own stuff, and then a lot of ours is people that have like come over and volunteered. like what they see and what we do, and, you know, like, we got a $4,500 check from the Ames, the Senior Citizens Theater thing, you know, they chose us. And so that was, I have to say, $4,500 I was not counting on, you know, when I made the budget last year. So, but we have little things that we do. You know, we buy T-shirts, we resell them for twice the price. And then there's a lot of people that choose to have stuff for us, you know, lots of lemonade stands, lots of stuff. We want to do something else, and it's kind of just going to wait, I think, because we pondered it over the last couple of years. We would like to do a fun run and have it start at the shelter and make a path and have it, you know, be like all over, because it has the path and then we can take them other places. But I want to wait till everything's done.
Sure.
Because I think that would be a really good time to do it, is invite people in on a Saturday. And
So coming back to the 12,517, is 4,500 of that from the Senior Citizens Variety Show?
Yes.
Okay. So I would feel comfortable at 16,000 because the Senior Citizens picked that particular theme that year, but they picked different groups.
Right, and so was that true in FY15, or was that true in FY16?
I don't know about that.
And that's so generally what we see is, we may lose one thing and we pick up something else. And the only thing I'm suggesting is that if you look at FY15, it was 19.6. FY16, it was 18.7. This year, I think we're clearly going to be 18,000 or north of there, including the 45, and that's how I get to the 18 as we go forward.
Rick will be leading that fun run. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a good, we'll meet it. Hopefully.
Absolutely.
We'll
do it. Yep. All right, so where did we end up on revenues, Lisa?
The current year is 31,000.
Okay, and our re-estimated is 31,400.
Right.
So now to expenditures, which is on page 6. And board, do this for me. Go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines in there and draw a line. And so everything above that is employee-related expenses. What the board has done in the past is said, department head, rest assured, we are going to fully fund 100% of approved positions. You don't need to worry about that. The numbers, we're going to have to talk about whether it's, we're still budgeting at the 94% or not. We're going to have to talk about all that, but it doesn't fall to our director, department head, or elected officials to worry about those. If you guys want to have the conversation, what I call above the line, we sure can. Otherwise, I'll just move us on to regular operational expenses.
And understand that above the line, in this budget, the one that is discussed, or that can be talked about as far as I'm concerned, is the overtime pay line item.
Right.
Second line item on there.
Yep. You've used $33 so far this year. We've got $1,000 budgeted. As I recall, you never, ever, ever use the overtime.
We try not to. But I, for instance, I just had somebody turn in 3.5 hours overtime in this pay period. And that's mostly because if like the other day we were walking out the door at 4:00 and, you know, we had to go after, there were 5 horses loose. I mean, so we don't know when that's going to happen. And I always try to have that person take off during the same week so we don't have to use overtime.
Right.
But if it's on a Friday or a Thursday, sometimes that's really hard to do.
Sure. And you've done a phenomenal job managing it. We've always, the last year, we've had the $1,000 in as a placeholder because we didn't know what was going to happen. This year you were worried about staff changes, I think, and what was going to happen there. What do we think? I mean, so I'd like to have a placeholder of something. I don't know that it has to be $1,000. It might be able to be
$500.
I'm comfortable with $1,000 because if you've ever gone out on a boarding situation or you've ever had to chase 5 horses around, I mean, these are living animals. Response has to occur when the need is there and they have to be cared for. You know, we're talking about a very, very small amount compared to our $38 million. And so I know you want to try and cut things and cut the budget, but, I don't see a problem with putting that $1,000.
Well, so, but more than cutting things and cutting the budget, it is, I believe we need to have a conversation about what do we expect to see happen. Clearly, if we have somebody take overtime, whether we have money budgeted in here or not, we're paying the overtime. And what I'm saying to you is, Laura Silver, the three-year average for this line item for animal control is exactly zero. So far this year, we've used, in 50% of the year, we've used $33. So double that, that's $66. I agree with you that something needs to be there, but I don't know how you make the case that $1,000 right now, when we never used $100 in this line item. And so then saying that somehow we're going to use $1,000 when the history says we've never used $100.
Staff, you came back to referencing something about a possible turnover of staff. Staff has the option, correct, of taking either compensatory time or taking it as money. So a rollover in staff, this is not a highly paid position, and it can be a high-stress position. So the staff we have today, interesting compensatory time, may not be the staff that she has a year from now, and she may have somebody who wants to take over time.
Well, that would be way more comfortable re-estimating this year now to what she truly might spend.
Right.
Well, and our biggest problems with overtime are the cases where we're, like I said, we're out, or holidays, you know, because like during Christmas, I didn't want to accrue overtime if we didn't have to. So, you know, I was letting people off that worked those holidays or weekends, and, you know, and so like, for instance, Anna worked last Sunday and Monday for New Year's Day and the day after. And so they're right there. She had 8 hours that I had to catch up on. And so I let her take for one afternoon, you know, to use it up, but we didn't have any other time because somebody else was taking time off because they had to work for last weekend. So, you know, and then with people gone on vacations and stuff. So, I mean, that's when we really use it. You know, we would never use it if we didn't need it. But
well, we had 150 budgeted last year, and you used zero.
Yeah.
Right? We got 1,000 budgeted this year, and you've used $33 halfway through the year. It just seems to me, first of all, for reestimating the budget, I think that needs to be reestimated now. I don't know how we're going to get to 1,000. The other one is as far as staff turnover, unless we have big changes in animal control here this next year, I'm not expecting any staff turnover. We knew we had a retirement coming this last year, and I think that caused us as much concern as anything for exactly what Loris is pointing out. When you get new staff, you don't know how we're going to utilize it. Now we've got the new staff, and we see $33 50% of the year.
One thing to note with new staff, too, Loris, they're not able to use vacation for 6 months. So what we do see with new staff, if we have turnover, they do typically choose comp time because otherwise they won't have any time to use that first 6 months. But
okay. All right. So Lisa wants
this year down to 500. I just want to reestimate this year. I mean, I'm not
reestimate this year. And Rick, you want to go down for budget year 18 down to 500?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually reestimating this year. I'm suggesting that we reestimate down to 250 because I don't know how we're going to get above that. And again, Loris, we're not changing the budget. We're just changing where we think we are as we do some of our cash flow projections. And so I'm suggesting 250 re-estimated down, and then 500, just cut the 1,000 in half for what we plug into the budget for next year.
Okay.
Anything else on the above the line items? Okay, so we're dealing with fuels and maintenance. Tell us the assumptions you made in getting to the 25.
Well, obviously gas.
Yep.
And we, as I told you before, we don't just run from one side to the other. When we get our calls in the morning, we try to make them in an order so that we're not running back and forth all over the county. Our truck will be due for 4 new tires. Truck tires are relatively expensive.
How old is that truck? 2 years?
3 years.
We've had it 3 now.
And so it is, it's due for tires because gravel's hard, you know, on tires compared to.
How many miles does the truck have on it in 3 years?
I want to say 36.
Okay.
34, I think, somewhere in there.
Okay. So in the 12,000 miles a year kind of range.
Right.
Okay.
So I would just, you know, not knowing that, knowing that tires are expensive and that, you know, that also includes getting the oil change, you know, mm-hmm. everything like that, I think $2,500 is a good amount for us. You know, again, you know, I do try to.
Sure.
I do try to keep it down. That being said, it seems like to me that if you look at the 3 year actual, it's at $2,378. So.
Right, but that was the old truck. Right, we had more repairs in the old.
Well. Maybe 1 year of it.
or a half a year. We got our truck, I think, in April. Does that sound right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm good with, you know, again, I don't use it if I don't need it.
Absolutely. Well, and last year, we used $1,448.
And we didn't need tires.
Correct.
Yeah.
This year so far, we've used $707, which is on pace with that $1,400. So in my mind, for this year, it's $1,400 plus tires unless you buy the tires out of this fiscal year when you have money in the budget. So if you were to go buy tires in May or June of this year, it would roll into this year's budget, which you have capacity to do, and then we wouldn't need the four tires in next year's budget.
Okay. Well, we don't know when our truck's going in for an oil change next week.
Okay.
So they will measure our tires and tell us. I mean, I know the one guy the last time we had it in, you know, was you got some wear on your tires. So I don't know if that means wear is in. We need to do it in 2 months or we need to do it in 7 months, you know. But, you know, I was probably thinking that we'd probably do it next budget session if we could squeak through with the ones we have.
Yeah, but absolutely. But I don't want you guys out there on marginal tires.
Oh,
that we need new tires in the next 5,000 miles, let's go ahead and get new tires in the next 2,000 miles. And all I'm suggesting is we've got capacity right now for four new tires in this year's budget. And you're asking for capacity for four new tires in next year's budget. Well, it's not both. It's either.
Well, I know. And I guess what I'm saying is we could do them now and take next year's down. I figured next year because I thought that by then we would for sure need new tires. I wasn't sure about this year if it was going to happen or not. And that's a hard call. I mean, they're the original tires that were put on when it's new, which usually aren't as good as the ones you would put on. But in the same token, you know, when we drive on ice, so far what we've had, we still have traction and stuff. So that's why I guess we could wait till next fiscal year and take it down this year.
You don't anticipate, I mean, you're only at 707, so you don't anticipate pulling in fuel expenses then of $1,800, right?
Oh, no.
So that's why you're saying there's capacity.
I'm saying there's capacity this year, and if we know that this truck has 35,000 miles on it, we know we're due for tires, right? What you do in that truck is hard on tires. And so I'm suggesting we've got the capacity this year. Let's just go ahead and keep the money in the budget for this year. Get the tires before June 30th, but then to me, we don't need as much for next year, and we can actually estimate down for next year from 25 down to 2,000.
Why even 1,800 maybe?
Yeah, I don't want you to have to do without. I'm not trying to.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I know that. No, I'm fine with that.
2,000? Okay. So reduce that. We're going to leave it alone for this year, and we're going to reduce down to 2,000 for next year.
Leave it alone as in 3,000?
No, as in 2,500. I think there's still capacity there to do the tires. But you're going to get good tires for that that are going to last on that truck.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, office supplies. You do such a good job here.
I mean, you know, I think $1,000, you don't spend $1,000, but I think $1,000 is a reasonable spot to have in there. Anybody want to question that one? No?
Uniforms and equipment, again, you never, ever, ever spend $1,200. Can we maybe take that one down to $1,000?
We bought new winter stuff, coats for people last year.
Okay.
However, we have a new person that has not gotten one.
Absolutely.
So that'll come out. I wait for them to go on sale.
Sure.
And so when they go on sale, then we'll go get her a coat. So I'm trying to think. We have enough traps. I think we need a new snare pole. But that being said, we could probably take it down to, how much were you saying?
1,000.
I'll try, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I just look at, even last year buying coach, you only spent $825, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't have to buy any traps. You didn't have to replace any equipment.
No. And we fix our traps so that once they're broke, we fix them to work again. So
right.
We have a couple newer ones. So, yeah, we'd be fine.
Okay.
cages included in here? Cages.
For uniforms and equipment?
Oh, no.
We're
out within the animal supply.
Yeah, we're getting to that next.
No, man, sorry.
Okay, so I'm suggesting I think we can do our re-estimated budget down to 1,000 and our next year's budget down to 1,000. So you're okay with that? This is uniforms and equipment.
Thank you. So do you think anything with shoes as far as uniforms? Or
well, there's been discussion on that. We used to, wear the uniform, and the shoes were paid for. We usually got some sort of boots or something. And then we became a friendlier animal control by just wearing regular clothes. The clothes because people like seeing us coming without that on. And so we haven't really bought some snow boots. Like if you have to go out in bad weather, I have a pair there. At some point, I don't know what to do about that. And that's something that, I didn't think of as part of next year's budget. I don't know if we should have an allowance of one pair of, like the ones I have on, I buy myself. I go over to Tyson's and buy them, and they usually last me a year. I don't know if that's something that we could keep in there and just allow so much money towards shoes every year and go that direction. That's because,
unless they're safety. They wouldn't be a safety item, technically.
Right, if they got steel toes, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was my thought. They're safety.
Okay.
You require them to wear.
Well, and that's that wouldn't be a big problem. I've had both, and to me, once you wear them in, they're fine.
I love that. I certainly am more comfortable
paying for staff to have steel-toed shoes when they're out dealing with livestock.
Sure.
Well, and not only that, but when we clean in the morning, everything is foamed down. We're going through a lot of water and soap with our shoes. And then you're going outside, it's just that, you wear your shoes out, In the summertime, I wear tennis shoes, but in the winter, I wear these, and they're good for about a winter. So, I don't know, maybe we could put a shoe budget in of, $80 a person. I think that's really reasonable, because if they're steel-toed, they're going to be a little bit more expensive.
How many do you?
Five.
So then we'd be for uniforms and equipment at $1,400 for this year.
So how about if we went back to 12?
Back to 12, but now if we're going to do this, you're going to require your staff to wear the steel-toed boots.
Absolutely.
Here's what I'm not willing for us to have money in the budget for somebody to wear them. If they don't wear them, they get hurt.
Right. No, they will be required.
Okay. All right. So back to $1,200. Actually, why would we do that? Why wouldn't we? Okay. And you'll go ahead and get them this year.
Yes, this year.
You get them this year, but then we'll build them into the budget once a year.
Yep.
And go from there.
And I still think...
$1,200.
Yep.
Okay. Right back where we started. Okay, now we're to animal supplies, Sue.
Okay. So, let's see here. This is one we can't take down.
Right.
We use a lot of our donation money to help curb this too.
Yep.
I would like to keep it there if we could at all.
Yep.
We go through a lot of cat litter because we always have a lot of cats, and we buy a lot of cat food. I mean, animal bedding. We use a lot of that. When we have a horse or something come in, we have to go out and buy hay and straw and feed and all that kind of stuff. So, I would not want to take that fund down anymore.
I think it's very reasonable for what you're housing as far as animals. I think $5,500 is
Sue gets a lot of things donated, and you get a lot of things
I saw the
at a discounted price.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not afraid to.
All right, so we're good there.
Postage and mailing, stamps and mailing. So, we write a lot of thank yous. We send out letters. We send out stuff to other agencies. We could probably take it down to... We could probably take it down to, 100.
You'll need it if you have a fund run. You'll have another mailing.
No, I think that needs to stay at 150. I think our history looks like we spend close to 150. I think that that's you're paying it forward when you send out your thank yous and stay in contact.
Yeah.
I think we leave that alone.
Okay.
Mileage and expense.
I've reduced it $200.
The reason I did is because we always try to be the most efficient we can be as far as handling stuff, and there's just times you just can't. You just have to, you know, go in after hours or whatever. But that being said, I think the amount we're using this year is going to end up being less than what we need for next year.
How have you only used $269 so far this year?
A lot of the employees only submit a claim once every 6 months, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be neat.
So we just haven't seen it yet. I mean, our history looks like.
It's pretty accurate on history.
So I'd suggest, we re-estimate 25 and we plug it in as 25 for FY18. Everybody good with that?
Yeah. Yep.
Communication.
I reduced that from 2,500 to 2,200.
Yeah, and it looks like it's more like a 2,000, but I'm more. We should be at the point now where we're starting to figure out what.
Well, the thing of it is, though, is when we get our new building, we're going to have some phone charges. We're going to have a phone on the other side.
Okay.
So, right. So I hesitate to take that down anymore. And they're coming out this week to do some of this stuff, and then we're kind of waiting to see what MediaCom does and all that.
Yeah. We will have a discussion in numerous other budgets about communication services, however, because Sue's a little bit of an anomaly because she's not really on our phone system technically. But the rest of the budgets that are being split out evenly, they're not on the lines have been changed. Gotten rid of whatever the case may be, we're streamlined a lot.
Yes.
So a lot of the budgets have, I think, too much communication.
So we can work on that as we go.
Okay. Question, are there plans or thoughts about adding animal control to?
Well, I think you were going to see if they could do that, and I don't know if that's something to do with, because I know they said something about getting us in on the phone system. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think they're waiting for the media comp. I'm not sure your internet would be.
You're on.
Right now we're on that Windstream.
Right, you're on Windstream right now.
I know. Yeah. But I think media comp, they've come through the beta. My understanding is they've come
right,
through.
Right, the last time I talked to information technology, they were just kind of weighing in to see what would work the best for us. And as far as I know, they're coming out this week to replace some of our very old computers, and the next week they're going to come out and work on the technology part of it. So I'd probably know more then. But I think, regardless, putting it down, it's only, it's only $300, but if we're not going to use it, we don't need it. So let somebody else have it.
Yeah, so $2,200. Education and training. Are you actually going to use any education and training?
Well, okay, see, the thing is, well, we get free stuff, okay? When Iowa State calls and says, we have this thing we're doing, it's free if you guys want to come, that's what we use for. Now, that being said, I would like to do an education and training at the Animal Rescue League. They're going to have one, I think it's in August.
Okay.
And it's never, I think it's usually like, $35 a person or something, and so I would like everybody to go. So if we can get on those kind of trainings, which they just kind of started and made bigger, then I think we would use it.
I'm a fan of trainings. I just don't want to plug something in here that you're not going to use.
For a while we were buying we would buy videos and stuff. We'd watch. We were having people come in and talk to us. Stuff like that. And then we got on to Iowa State, and a lot of their stuff sometimes happens on Saturdays. And some people go because they want to know about it anyway. But at some point, I'd like to take advantage of these $35 trainings.
Yep. Okay. I'm good. Utilities.
Well, I tried to break this down on what I think. It's going to be hard because we really haven't. We've put minimal heat and air conditioning in on the new part next door. So it's been enough to maintain it for, when it's hot or cold, just so that everything kind of stays on a normal. But, I have to admit, probably when we move in there, it's going to be higher than 55. Because that's where it's at now. And we open all the.
It doesn't leave much higher than 60, I believe.
Well, yeah, there is that.
be prepared when you come to work. So, anyway, so that's how I kind of broke it down. We haven't had very many Nevada water bills yet because Al was paying the water. So we haven't had a lot of water bills, but it seems 150 hits that pretty close. You know, the trash pickup, I got that from Lisa, so we know that that's correct.
$175.
They come twice a week, but we have two dumpsters.
Those big machines.
They're heavily on your cat litter, too, right?
Oh, yeah, and we need those. That's something I have to stand strong on. We have to have a way to get rid of it. I mean,
I get that.
So, I know, Marty, it seems expensive to me, too. But then I think of where we'd be without it. It's like, you know.
The only other question is, it looks to me like you built in an extra $600. It looks to me like you did a great job figuring out what everything was going to be, and then you built in an extra $600.
To cover the other section.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess I did that because right now we're using current information. Okay, and I thought that it should be raised because we got to finish out. Oh no, that's for next year.
Right. You've spent $3,700 so far this year.
Yeah. Well, it'll be.
And I get that it's going up. I get that we've acquired more of the building. I get that we're assuming more of the cost ourselves, some of which our pay. I understand all of that.
So,
but it looks to me like you did a great job accounting for all of that and then still wanted an extra $600. And that's what I'm trying to reconcile in my mind.
Okay.
Lisa, did you see it that way?
Also, and I had this discussion, and we tried to figure out the best way to analyze it, and the amount used here today is based on not a full 6 months.
Right.
Because we didn't have the building. I mean, we shouldn't have some of those costs. This is the line item that I have no real strong feelings on. Not really Sue does. She's trying her best to figure out.
Yeah, I just happen to think it's more like 13. Now, I actually think it's 12.9, but I'm around that to 13. Because we do have some unknowns.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. She's going to have a septic that she's going to be responsible for, if you want that, under a utility mm-hmm. cost
yep.
that she didn't have before.
How often do we have to go in and maintain those?
I think that was the once. Was he going to inspect it twice a year?
I was going to say twice a year.
Twice a year, I think.
It doesn't need to be.
Yeah. But if there's any work has to be done, then, or what do you clean out was, I don't think I had those numbers, but.
Yeah.
175, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Right, but we're not flushing a lot of the waste, right?
There's a lot of
garbage.
We know nothing goes down the drains, but we're using a lot of water.
Okay. There's probably a lot of hair has to be cleaned out.
A lot of hair, yeah.
So, all right, so. 13.5, and that includes the septic servicing. It would not include any if we had to do work on the septic or drain the septic.
Yeah.
Everybody good there? Okay, building repairs and maintenance. Oh, I love it when I see something that's up 1,800%.
So does Sue.
Yeah, I've had a heart attack. Okay, so Kel and I spoke about this before budget time because I didn't have any idea on maintenance, you know, what they were going to need. You know, for instance, we just had a furnace that needed a blower put in, which was $400, so that wasn't a big deal. But, you know, this is stuff, a lot of this is stuff like the custodial products and all this stuff that we're going to, this also is our appliance repair. So if we lose a washer or a dryer from our standpoint. Now, Kel said usually we figure it around
about $1.87 was it a square foot, and I told you to put in a little more.
We put in $2 a square foot.
Okay.
So that I didn't like that jump either.
Well, but the nice part is you go one line down and we were paying $31,000 in rent.
No, I know, but
Now we don't have to pay $31,000 in rent.
I think we're going to know more about this when we sit down a year from now.
Right.
I think it's reasonable to plug that in. Cal, I appreciate that you gave her a square foot cost. Sue, I'm not sure I like that you rounded up his estimate of your square foot cost, but let's leave it alone for this year because we just don't know.
Well, she kept her 1,000 that she typically has used. And then
I added the 18, yeah.
I mean, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Any question on those two lines? I'm combining building repairs and maintenance and office rent. Okay. Special animal care.
This, again, is going to be paid for from the donations.
Right.
And Sue has the, well, I strongly recommend this new budget as much as she thinks she's going to need, because if it's in the balance, she can spend it. FYI. And she's tight there also.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I kind of.
I mean, tight as in, she doesn't want to pretend like she's going to spend it if she doesn't need to.
No, this is how she keeps. So we just talked about the $5,500 in animal supplies. This is how Sue is able to maintain, deal with anything that's unforeseen, and still maintain that at 55 on the animal supplies.
And I think the way that that fund raises to benefit, directly benefit the animals is how that has directly to be used.
Yeah, well, I mean, so what we've got to be careful over the longer term is this is our Friends of Animals fund, right? And so we are bringing in, what do we round this, what do we take that to? $18,000. We've got to be careful about spending $20,000 a year out of that line item if we're only bringing in $18,000. Right? I know we've got a balance there now, but we're going to dip into that balance. I think you agree we're going to dip into that balance a little. I probably think we're dipping into that balance more than you think we're dipping into that balance for any of these renovations, repairs, things like that that we're doing. And so, to me, that line item ultimately better be a money-in, money-out kind of proposition, where if we don't have that much coming in on a year-to-year basis, it's hard to see long-term how we're going to spend that much out of that line item on a long-term basis.
Well, so make sure I'm on the same wavelength
as
you.
Yep.
Is that... the special animal care, Friends of Animals, has one balance, and some of it's being pulled for the animal shelter, and the remainder is for actual animal care, special situations, veterinary services, et cetera, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, $20,000 looks reasonable considering she spent $25,000 and $16,000 and $24,000 and $15,000. Now, I know $14,000 was only $14,000, but she's already on target to spend $19,200 this year. I mean, $20,000 seems reasonable as far as this budget line item. Where we pull money from the shelter, I think, is a separate conversation. If the assumption you and I are both going on is that special animal care really is related to animals who need surgery or special medicines, et cetera.
It's the vet line item. It also enhances the animal supply line item.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that would be much higher. I mean, you know.
Well, and that's what I'm suggesting. Ultimately, we better keep an eye on it. Because all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the $20,000 is unreasonable. What I'm saying is, we're only budgeting to bring in $18,000 to cover that one. We can do it right now because we have a balance in the account. Some of that was from a really large donation. When in years past, before we decided to buy this building and now do renovations, we weren't spending money out of that account, so we could spend more than we were bringing in on an annual basis. I'm saying that we can't, and this is not an FY18 critique because we can still do it in FY18. It is longer term. We can't continue to spend more out of the
than we bring in.
Now I'm with you. And I had done that math about the 29 minus I started with the 14,000. So we showed a $15,000 difference there between coming in and going out. And with it upping to 18,000, we now have between the special animal care and veterinary care, 29,000 total, but we're only showing bringing in.
Veterinary care already comes out of rural services. That's not coming out of Friends of Animals.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It comes out of Friends of the Animal.
No. Yeah, it's shown under if you go to
extra stuff that we have.
Extra stuff. That's the 9,000 doesn't come out.
The 9,000 is rural fund.
is out of the rule.
Right. $20,000 is friends of animals.
Included in that $20,000 is supplies and extra veterinary stuff. But where she can't add the $20 and the $9 to get the $29.
Got it. All
right. Right now, we're budgeting on an ongoing basis to spend $20,000 out of the friends of animals and only bring in $18,000. Now, you go another line down below veterinary care, then we're budgeting, well, 72 at this point, but that's in order. That's one-time money. That's not carry-on money. That's to do some of the renovations and repairs that we're talking about now that we own the building. Everybody getting the way this all flows through? So the main thing I'm concerned about is 20 with only 18 coming in.
I got it. I misunderstood from the comments when they said donation account also used here on the next page. That's why I combined it.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay. So if you feel good about the 9,000, we've spent 4,100 today. That's veterinary.
We only usually get our bills like three times a year.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like traditionally we spend about $9,000.
I always.
And then
more is spent out of special.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's good there. Now let's talk about other capital projects, buildings, and equipment. So we talked earlier today in a conversation that was not recorded on the capital improvement plan. Right now we've got $200,000 plugged in for the building repairs, improvements, enhancements. I don't think that 200 includes windows. I don't think that 200 includes the outbuilding for animals. I think that is 200 just to bring it up to the level that, and it's a swag number. It's our best guess based on what we know, but that's just talking about bringing that building up to what our insurance carrier and code demands that it be. I think there is also fencing that's included in that $200,000. I think there's some things like that. Some blacktop, absolutely. But what's not included is, Loris, I think, rightly points out that we want our animal shelter to at least be above what some of these puppy mills are in terms of natural light coming in. But you said maybe 30. I think I heard you say something like $30,000 added to it. I think that in windows we're going to spend a hell of a lot more than $30,000 if we start putting any windows in that building. It'll be interesting to see. And then, depending on what the total design layout looks like for livestock, guys, that's potentially another 50 to 100 right there. And these are just round numbers. We better get to the end of where this money's coming from. Sue, when you and I started talking about, you know that I was absolutely against buying this building to start with.
Right.
I felt like by the time we bought it and started putting money into it, we were going to end up spending a hell of a lot more than we would ever spend to go build our own thing. It became problematic to build our own thing, but I think I'm being proved right now that we're going to end up with somewhere in the neighborhood of $700,000 into this building that's worth probably $400,000.
Oh, I don't see that.
Well, maybe not. It doesn't matter.
I mean,
we're not.
Well, no. I'm not just being rude. No,
sure.
The reason I say that is because my understanding was that the Friends of the Animal account, we bought half the building, and then we would pay for the enhancements that we wanted. Okay? So that would be like, the cat room, the wall, the livestock enclosure on the end, the baffles. It would be for some stuff that the holes through the into the new place, on two doorways, and stuff like that. So we're planning on paying a lot of that ourselves. And so the livestock enclosure, we're planning on paying for that, or at the very least splitting it when we find out what it is. That's the problem, It depends on who you talk to how much that enclosure is going to be.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get electricity, but we're not doing plumbing out there. I mean, we don't need plumbing out there. We can carry buckets of water to livestock. I mean, we're not going to get plumbing. I don't want to worry about freezing pipes and all that kind of stuff because it's not going to be the same temperature as inside the shelter. But, a lot of this stuff, we are prepared to make this part of you know, the shelter project. We want to be sure that we're, you know, included. I mean, I realize Friends of the Animals is the county's money, but we also want to make sure that this is the money that's separate from it, that we are putting in what we need to make it a success. And a lot of what I see, oh, and we're going to pay for the exterior fence. You know, we have to have the fence kind of as a perimeter with the pond there, but we're going to pay for the chain link to divide it out and everything. I mean, the county's going to pay the perimeter fence, the way I understand it, but then we're going to pay for our own fencing. I mean, so there's a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, and I think I had the same understanding you do, except we haven't seen any hard numbers yet. We got to see hard numbers. Where you and I are splitting is, as I recall, the original conversation was that Friends of Animals was going to pay half of the acquisition of the building up to $400,000. So up to $200,000. Well, clearly we got the building cheaper than that, but we really did, because for me, getting the building and bringing it up to minimum specifications as required by our insurance is part of the acquisition cost, as I see.
Well, and I have to admit, I had no idea that they were going to say, well, that the blacktop for one side of the shelter would be $38,000.
Right.
In my wildest dreams, I mean, I'm still trying to think of ways I could go out there and find somebody to do it and give us a good rate. I mean, all that kind of stuff, you know, the fire doors, the signs for the fire thing. I mean, I was talking about when we were there structurally inside the building and had been there and saw everything that was going on, our maintenance has been very low. It served our purpose. When you start adding safety things, you know, those are things, a lot of it was common sense, but, you know, like fire extinguishers. We have fire extinguishers, but we had to have somebody come in and redo the fire extinguisher so that they were hanging a certain way on the wall and they were code, you know. So, yeah, it's been a learning experience, but I have to honestly say I had no idea the insurance company was going to come up with, you know, you need to do this perimeter fence and you need to do this and this and this, because our intention was to already put a fence out that way when we got the building, you know.
How much, if you could bring me up today, how much did we pay for the building itself?
$334 is the number.
$334. Okay. Then that's when, after, so we had that price, and then we've got the safety issues or the safety requirements between the insurance and the fire, the Nevada Fire Department. Okay.
And all those little things. I mean, and there are things, they make sense, but I was thinking when we did this, you know, I wasn't aware that our doors were wrong. I mean, that's, you know, I don't want to say that's not my job, but I mean, that's, you know, nobody's ever said to me that the doors have to be like this. I don't know. So, but the building itself had served us so well, and, you know, we had a great location for volunteers. I mean, I was looking at other things, too, and I'm sure you were. I'm just saying that, you know, I honestly, when I sat down and did this, I have no idea, to be honest. I mean, you know, when you talk to somebody and ask them how much a Morton building is that's this big, you get like six very different answers from people, depending on who's doing it and, you know, what their product is and how much they charge per hour. So that's why, you know, when you said something about the space to the west, we were planning on paying for our livestock one. There's one thing that I kind of have an issue with. I don't feel like I think Cal and I differ a little bit on this. I don't feel like we need to go from building side to building side and out. I think that's going to cost way more money. We were thinking about something that came through, you know, we have that big garage door on the west end, and we were thinking about just closing that in, putting a regular door in there, and then having it be like more like between windows and having our space. You know, I mean, I don't want to overbuild space, and I know we have to look to the future, but in all honesty, we don't need a monstrosity like that for our building. We really don't, unless we're taking in, I mean, if we take in 20 horses, I'm going to have to go somewhere else with them anyway. So I don't think for our building we need that. I really don't. And so, and it was my plan anyway, is what I thought is, the understanding I had was that the county was going to pay more of the safety required insurance items, and I was going to pay for everything that we wanted done in the shelter. And I say I, meaning the Friends of the Animal.
Yeah, and I think I agree with that, Sue, after we get past the initial acquisition. And I believe that we're about $37,000 short from Friends of Animals on the initial acquisition. I believe that the initial acquisition was going to be up to $200,000 from Friends of Animals. I believe that that acquisition includes the, you know, these at substantially more than $100,000 of building and property things that have to happen. I'm suggesting that the county goes ahead and eats that now. I mean, we are where we are, right? We made the decision we made. We are where we are. But I think in addition to what you're thinking of, and I'm with you, the improvements that you want in the building and in ultimately, the improvements outside. I'm all for Friends of Animals paying for that. I think Friends of Animals still has about $37,000, $38,000 of skin in the game based on the acquisition that we agreed to as we started out. Okay? And so I look at this line item at, $72,000, and I think it ought to be more like $100,000 coming out of Friends of Animals for us to get these projects done.
So I can follow So when we paid the $334,000,
right,
that included $167,000 from the Friends of Animals account.
$163,000.
Thank you.
Okay, because
my math.
Sometimes.
Oh,
I'm. Yeah, I'm trying to about that.
Okay. All right. So okay.
$163,200 What I'm reestimating that we've actually already spent on.
Right.
And the $234,000 is what's remaining after that $163,000. So you had $200,000.
So what we originally agreed to, and help me if I'm missing this, Sue. It's something what we different. When we talked, we didn't know what we were going to get the building for.
Right.
I'm the one who actually negotiated the price for the building. You know, we thought our high end there was going to be somewhere around $400,000. We expected to get the building somewhere around $370,000 after we negotiated, and the reality is we got it for cheaper than that. But I believe that does not let, especially now that we know the additional we got to put in, I think the acquisition of that building is more than we expected, not less, even though we got it for less.
I'm just trying to work the numbers. I'm not up there.
So what Rick's saying is we budgeted $200,000 this year.
Right.
Right.
Out of Prince
Campbell's. That's what we were assuming could possibly be up to. It's about $163,000, so that's where he's coming up to $37,000.
Okay,
$37,000. Okay. And then Sue's budget for next year, she's saying the CIP project is at $225,000-ish, and she's assuming $72,000 of costs out of special animal.
I see that.
But that 72 is based on the items in that CIP project that you deem are the items that Animal Control agreed to pay for.
I'm asking the actual line item funds in the bank.
In Friends of Animals?
In Friends of Animals.
254.
And that's after they paid the 163.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all right. I'm with you on where the budget differences are. I just was wondering if where the capacity was now. So now coming to kind of Sue saying what we will pay for, you're taking that $253,000 and you're wanting to allocate all of it toward the items that you, that Friends of Animals had hoped to pay for. You'd like to take some of that $253,000?
She wants to maintain a balance in that account, and what she's suggesting is take that $254,000 down by $72,000, so then you end up with, somebody help me with my math, $187,000. Yeah, $187,000 still in that account. But that goes back to the conversation we just had, Morris, about we're currently budgeting to spend $2,000 more a year out of that account that we're budgeting to bring in, right? So Sue rightly wants to maintain a balance in that account. I just don't believe with everything we've got going on, we need to maintain a balance that's quite that high. I believe that so we're at 254 now. I'm suggesting right, take the 72 up to 100, so that would reduce that down to 150 in friends of animals, which I, it still gives Sue the capacity to do the things you need to do out of there, but it helps to make the county a little more whole as we look at doing some of these projects going forward.
And then the county just picks, and doing that, then the county picks up the rest of all the
The county has the conversation about picking up the rest. So I'm scared to death of what that price tag is going to
be.
We don't know what that price tag is going to be yet. What only thing I'm suggesting right now is what's a reasonable line item in this budget for animal control, and that's where I get to the 100.
Thank you.
You know, I'd just like to make it clear, too, when we started looking into this, I was asked to gather information for the board to make a good decision, and the safety items and things like that came about, and I felt as my position as facilities director, I seen the opportunity that there was land there that could also provide shelter for equipment.
Sure.
It's nothing that I'm trying to sell. It's just an idea that I thought the board should be aware of and to consider. Our stuff sat where it sat for 26 and a half years. It can sit until we come up with something else. But I felt strongly that this is something that should be talked about.
Sure, but that's not, first of all, that's not this conversation today. That would have nothing to do with anything from Friends of Animals or anything animal shelter related. And it's not built in to this initial budget that we put forward.
Right.
I do have one follow-up. Oh, go ahead. Cal, are you envisioning, based upon your thoughts, that there would be an economies of scale savings then of if your project became linked with this project?
Well, it's just the fact that we have no storage, and this is the expensive equipment that I have scattered, and additional storage at some point in there if it was to come about.
Got it.
So it tells you that Cal doesn't like, and it doesn't like is too strong a word, but the outbuilding that's been in the CIP for the last 3 years, but keeps getting moved back a year and a year and a year, its intent of that outbuilding will be to accommodate what Cal's talking about. And this is Cal just bringing forward another
option. I thought it was a more
economic. That has nothing to do with our conversation here today.
Right. That helps me make the mental separation too. Right.
Our conversation here today is I want to take, I'm proposing that we take the $72,000, we add $28,000 to it and take it to $100,000 for FY 18. I don't know that gets us all the way home where we need to be, but I think it's a reasonable placeholder until we finally see what we get back from the architectural study.
Okay. I have a question. So on that line, so the approximate total of CIP project dollars yet needed, you've got the 225 minus 72,000, and then you've got Friends of Animals. Is that Friends of Animals? Are you indicating that would be 150,000?
No, 72,000 of parentheses was after that.
So 153 was the balance, and then yes. Kind of ways.
Yeah. And 225 is including the cost, maybe, of an architect,
yes,
adding in that percentage.
Okay. We need to talk about it some more, or are we good?
Only question I've got, if you didn't want to purchase this place, where did you envision doing this at some point? Did you not just say here earlier that this?
We looked at possibilities of building a new space in multiple locations, and we could not find any reasonable location. Cal and I spent, I'd say, a substantial amount of time looking at possibilities. We actually visited with Mike Cox. I mean, it was a long, drawn-out process. I actually drug my feet. I think it's fair to say I drug my feet for a long time on buying this place. We looked at all other options and couldn't come up with anything else, and then it came down to the owner of this building was ready to sell, either to us or to somebody else, so we had to make a decision. So we made the decision, and that's how we ended up where we are.
Quarterbacking the next day?
Yeah, armchair quarterback.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, those are those questions. But, yeah, but my thought comes, when was the last time that the City of Nevada safety people had been out there? Have they not inspected for several years?
For the fire
the fire, the
fire marshal guy or the fire.
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise we just thought some of this might have come up before we had a guy.
Well, and the insurance company
was in November of 2015
came through
before we bought it.
Right, and they deemed everything was good. I mean, granted, they're not structural, you know, construction people, but I mean, then they, I would assume, know what stuff to look for.
We bought a 20, well, let's just call it 20, a 20-year-old Morton building. That's what we bought. We should have gone, and we did go into it with our eyes wide open that we were going to spend some additional money over what we purchased it for. And what we came down to is that that was the ideal location. It did a lot of things for us. Now we're going to invest some more money in that animal. We're going to end up with a really nice animal control facility, but we still got to figure out how to pay for it. Okay.
Well, and I will tell you, just to give you a for instance, the senior people that do the little theater productions and the show, they had talked to me about this, and they, from their standpoint, and I'm glad they asked because, you know, we want people to be square with what we're doing with the money. They said, well, would you use this $4,500 as, what would you use it for? You know, what are your plans? Because I think they want to visualize something, you know. Well, they came into the shelter and presented the check. We took some pictures, and I said, I will show you exactly what we're going to use it for. And I took them in, and we're going to buy some new cat cages with this. Because we have some Iowa State secondhand cages from 24 years ago that were outdated at that time. So, I mean, some of that money like that is definitely, you know, I told them, I said, you will be buying this section of cages like this. You know, this is what it's needed, and it's a good thing, and it streamlines everything we do, you know. So I just want you to know that it's not just people, like a lot of people do have ideas of where they want their money spent, and so that's what we try to work with, is to make sure we accommodate what people are thinking.
Lisa, did we miss anything?
No, I'm good. And we ended at $100,000.
I suggested that we end at $100,000. You guys need to figure out what your comfort level is. And please understand, I put that $100,000 is a placeholder, because until we know what we're actually talking about spending, that I think Sue verbalizes what I understand her agreement with the previous board was. Now, that doesn't mean that that's her agreement with the existing board, but I think she verbalizes.
That's all I have to go on.
Absolutely, and that's where we start. I just think $100,000 in that line item is a good place to start. I don't know if that's where we're going to end.
I guess my final comment on this is ties into what Sue said about when people give what they envision. And we know that regardless of the nonprofit, that often it's harder to raise capital money than it is to raise money like for direct care or special programs. So the expectations I hear about, that we need to not minimize the expectation of donors. But I want to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
I do think putting the $100,000 in as a placeholder until we see actually when it's costed out, these various parts of it, okay, does not mean a final decision. It does help me understand that that I think Rick's right, we're going to be higher, and also that the acquisition, I do agree that bringing a building up to code is part of a purchase price. It's many years back in mortgage banking, and that's what you negotiated an offer, right? It's who's going to fix what to bring it up to bat. So I would be comfortable for this point, since we have no idea what even all these various things cost, about going with the $100,000, but I'm very well aware that there's not going to be an impact of what people thought they would give, but it can impact your fundraising going forward.
Absolutely, but I think it's important to underscore, since you make that point, that it was a $350,000 donation.
We got $312.
$312, which was donated, if not explicitly, I think at least within mind that it would take care of a long-term shelter situation physical shelter situation.
Yeah.
And so I think it's completely appropriate. Whatever, until we get above $312,000, I think those dollars were, in fact, donated with this in mind, not the programming side of this.
Right. But it was also donated, just to make it clear. I mean, when we had talked to Doris before, I mean, well, the one time we went over there, she said, Gordon and I put a little away for you guys to have when something happens to us. Well, apparently their idea of little and mine is like really different. But, she had said that, you know, we'd been in the other building, which was horrible, and that's where they had gotten their two dogs from. And so they thought that was actually deplorable condition. What she had said was, you know, when we leave you this little bit of money, we'd like it to help maybe head you in the direction of a new shelter and buy the stuff you need to put in it. And that's, you know, so when I'm looking at things, you know, I even though it's all in one account, sometimes I look at it like, is this Doris and Gordon's money? Or, you know, is this the $50 check from so-and-so at Christmas? I mean, you know, because I feel like we have a responsibility to people. You know, they know the money's in good hands. We only allocate it for Friends of the Animals things, which means it's directly used to benefit the animals. That's the wording and the legal part of it. And I just want to make sure that we don't stray from that.
Absolutely. 100%. Good? Everybody good? Okay, we're back here at 2:00 with the treasurer. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.